It was absolutely astonishing, actually. It was a couple of friends of mine, excuse me, James Cunningham, Kevin McGee, and of course Stephen McCauley were all involved in it. I landed along about 10:30 last night to the back bar in Sandino's and couldn't get a seat. It was rammed. They were playing Bowie tunes all night. People were just, it was like a communal, it was like a proper wake. The only thing was missing was the tea and the egg and onion sandwiches. It was brilliant, you know, and everybody there was there for the same reason, having a beer and just listening to the music and celebrating the life of Bowie.
Paul, what age were you when you got into David Bowie?
Oh God, Lynn, I was kind of fascinated by him even as a small child. I'm one of those guys who's just about old enough to remember him in his pomp in the 1970s at the beginning of the glam rock era, as it came to be known. And then as I got slightly older and into my early teens, that's when I got seriously into Bowie. We're talking around the time of maybe the Lodger album and Scary Monsters, Ashes to Ashes, of course, that iconic single that effectively ushered in the 1980s as far as pop music went. So, yeah, I mean, really all the way back. And I can totally relate to the wake sentiment that Davey described there, that atmosphere, because very similar things were happening in Dublin. And, of course, I've been reading about things that were happening in Brixton, in London, and all across the world, I'm sure, similar sort of things happening. It really is a loss that's, I think, felt very, very keenly right across the world, not just in the musical community, but obviously music fans, and even people who maybe weren't that seriously into their music. I think there wasn't anybody who didn't have at least one or two Bowie tunes that they really loved, so it really has touched everybody.
And why do you think that is, Davey? A lot of people yesterday were talking about how, obviously, David Bowie, so much more than a musician, such a cultural icon. And one of those things that he did was he helped people see that it was okay to be different and you could actually be quite popular, turn and face the strange. Is that why he sort of made, you know, we all feel like an outsider sometimes when we're teenagers. Yeah. Is that why people relate to him so much?
I think it is. You know, there's certain things that happen in Bowie's career. You know, the iconic album cover of him wearing the dress in the early 70s. The incident on Top of the Pops, he puts his arm around Mick Ronson. You know, at the time that was shocking. Now it's nothing. But it made such a big impact on people. And I was reading last night on the internet too about how many people had actually given him the courage to come out. How many gay men thought it's okay for me to be like this. You know, but when you look at Bowie at that particular time, too, dressed as Ziggy Stardust, you know, no eyebrows, the hair, he just looked like somebody came from another planet. Mm-hmm. You know, and that was a great thing for people, and truly, truly shocking. And we wouldn't have Morrissey, we wouldn't have Anthony and the Johnsons, we wouldn't have all these fantastic people like Jarvis Cocker and all the big art if it wasn't for Bowie. Mm-hmm. Bowie set that train running.
He was kind of otherworldly, wasn't he, Paul? He really was, like the man who fell to earth.
Oh, very much so, and I rewatched, as I'm sure many people did last night, the excellent 5 years documentary that the BBC did a few years ago. And I mean, the footage in that, when he's particularly in his kind of a period where he's seriously trying to crack America and succeeding in doing so, he's appearing on the Dick Cavett Show, and he's otherworldly, is really the only way you can describe it. I mean, I think that's a really good point that Davey's made as well. I think he kicked open the doors for lots of people, and that much was said yesterday, because as is often the case, people hone in on the things that are truest about people at times like this, and I think he really did kick down the doors on so many levels for so many people, not just musically, but cross-culturally and in terms of gender politics, like right across the spectrum of social and cultural kind of import. He's very much there as a kind of a forming influence, you know. Mm-hmm.
And I suppose you spent much of the night, as did Elaine and many others, watching everything, Davey, that was on last night, because it was wall-to-wall David Bowie, really, wasn't it?
You couldn't avoid it. And even, you know, at times last night I was out and about in the car and every radio station was playing Bowie. You know, I went to the gym myself and I put on one of the streaming sites and the first track that came up at random was a Bowie track. You know, I'm sure the algorithm was well-placed for it, but still, you know, that just shows you the impact that was there.
Final question to you both, and I'll start with you, Paul. What's your favourite Bowie song and why?
Well, my favourite album by Bowie is an album called Low, part of what was called the Berlin Trilogy that he did in the 70s in collaboration with Brian Eno. And my favourite song on it is a song called Always Crashing in the Same Car, because it's just such a kind of an odd lyric and yet such a great metaphor. And I just love the whole atmosphere on the song. It's not one of his big hits. It was never a single or anything, but it's just always been a personal favourite of mine. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes right down to it, singles-wise, you know, you can't beat the Gene Cheney.
it is a great one. Davey?
Well, I'd have to agree with Paul too. Low, probably my favourite album. It's one of those albums. There's very little of Bowie's vocal actually on it, but it's a fantastic album to listen to. But for me, the single is Life on Mars.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love that song so much. I love it. It makes me feel so sad. It really does. Thanks so much for speaking to us this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure. Music broadcaster and Undertones lead singer Paul McLean there, and local musician fresh from the Bowie Wake, David Doherty. Thank you very much for that.